Here we go. All right, welcome back to the Locked On Sports Betting Podcast. It's your boy, and it's your other boy, Matt, at Jewish Way Betting. What's up, Matt?
What's up? Back to give you guys some more college football winners.
Yes, sir.
Toledo last night after I gave you a lean, but it was a win. I wish I would have got the money line out to you quicker, but that line movement happened too late. But we got some more tonight.
Yeah, by the way, in regards to that Toledo money line, go fuck yourself, bro. Because fucking Matt, literally, he's like, oh, I got the money line. This is how I know he's full of shit. You guys ready? He says, I got the money line last minute. I didn't have time to get it to you. I said, all right, that's cool. Meanwhile, I look at his fucking action later on. He's got at minus 165 and minus like 184. How the fuck do you have a $20 difference? You didn't have fucking 2 minutes to get it out to me.
You're full of shit. I wouldn't have said the 185 out on Twitter, but I would have said the 167 out on Twitter because that's like what that's insanely low. But I should have went to 185.
Yeah, you should have. That would have been nice. I'm stuck over here. I didn't even get it at -3. I couldn't even buy it to -2.5. I had to fucking take it live at -6.5. So I got totally screwed. But it's all good. I only put like a half a unit on it anyway. Matt's a piece of shit. We learned that last night the hard way. And Toledo did hit. Matt did have it last minute. And good for you, man. Matt had a big day last night. Matt fucking up 15 units last night, right?
Yeah, 15 units. Huge day yesterday.
That's not bad. That's like his biggest day of all time.
Probably. Yeah. That was a wild day last night.
Yeah, it was a good day for you for sure. I had an all right day. It wasn't great, but the NBA kind of sucked. I went 3-3 in the NBA on the pregame bets. And then college basketball, I crushed it. Morehead State the second episode of the podcast yesterday had Morehead State as one of the highest picks. I said that on the podcast, and I also said take the money line like +170, and then went straight up as +4.5 dogs. That's what's up. So yeah, I brought Matt on. Usually, as you guys know, if you listen, I usually do the intro where I say welcome to the Locked On Sports, because it's your boy. I always say that. I don't know why that happened, but I've been saying this since day one. And so I just figured I'd have Matt on just to kind of kill two birds with one stone. So Matt's going to go ahead and go over. And I just want to say real quick to the audience, Matt knows this. I got to do the intro a little bit here. Matt knows this. I went ham on the college football scene last night. I got to be honest with you. I don't follow. And I'm going to tell them real quick, too. So I wrote out this whole outline of this betting advice episode that I'm going to do in the future because that New York Islanders bet, Matt tweeted out. So I said take the New York Islanders -1.5, and Matt took the -1 spread, which I told him not to do, but he did it, and no harm done. But if you think about it, Matt, this is why I said take the 1.5 puck line, because you basically put up, let's just say, you put up one unit, right, to win a half a unit.
Right.
You could have just put up 1.01 unit to win a full unit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because they were going to win by two or more anyway. But I have a whole thing explaining why. And if you actually listen to the podcast, it's kind of crazy because I was like thinking through it on the podcast. And originally I was going to say take the -1 spread, but I have a whole betting advice podcast for these guys ready to go. And then what else am I going to say besides that? What was I saying right before the New York Islanders bet? What the fuck was I just talking about?
Betting.
Yeah. So when he said that in the New York Islanders, I was like, I tweeted him. I was like, I don't even watch hockey, which is true. I haven't watched a hockey game probably in 15 years, but that's not true. I went to the Rangers game that one night, but I didn't even watch it. That was just for like the thrill of like how big these guys are and the athleticism and stuff. It wasn't really for hockey. I don't know anything about hockey. I barely know about icing, so that's fine. But I know how to fucking read lines. So that's an important lesson I think I want to get to these guys and even you. Matt listens, and that's good. So that's what happens when you listen. You get 15 units, so that's always nice. So yeah, we're gonna go over the college football, even though I have been kind of digging pretty deep in the college football, even though it's basketball season. I didn't even realize, to be honest with you, Matt, and we'll get into the games right now. Excuse me, I'm fucking out of breath. Man, I'm so old and out of shape. Terrible. I didn't even realize there were like only 8 games in, and there's like a ton of football to still be played.
Right.
Like, I thought when they were releasing the playoff picture, I thought maybe there was, like, 2-3 games left. I didn't realize it was, like, a half season. Yeah. I just didn't know that. It's just crazy. How little I know about college football. So anyway, we have the two games. This is Thursday's podcast. Oh my god, I'm literally like dying. What the fuck is wrong with me? So this is Thursday's podcast. I didn't say this yet. Thursday, November 7th, 2019. Lock a Lot Sports Betting Podcast. Matt's going to go over the ULL. Let me pull it up. ULL versus Coastal Carolina. And another fucking school. I know everything about their basketball program, Coastal Carolina. And then Temple at US Tech. So go ahead and get into the ULL Coastal Carolina game. What your lean is on that game.
All right, we got Thursday, November 7th, we got two more college football games, a whole week of college football, which is always cool. We got Louisiana Lafayette and Coastal Carolina. So, breakdown on this game, Louisiana Lafayette has one of the best offenses in the country, to be honest. They're a top 25 offense, over 450 yards a game. They also have a pretty solid defense. They have a 43rd ranked defense in the country, and they only allow 360 yards a game. Coastal Carolina, on the other hand, they have a mediocre offense, about like 380 yards a game, and they have a better defense, 48th defense in the country, only give up 380 yards a game. But based off that, I was leaning Louisiana Lafayette spread with 15 points, Louisiana Lafayette minus 14. Then as I looked deeper into it, Coastal Carolina keeps games like close, very close. They've only had one game where they didn't cover that 14 spread, and that was at Appalachian State, who was a top 25 team. Louisiana Lafayette, on the other hand, wins by 14 a lot. They've won by 5 out of their 6 wins have been over by 14. Only time it wasn't was 13 versus Georgia Southern. But my lean in this game is Coastal Carolina plus 14. This is a home game for Coastal Carolina. Their defense is trending upward, and Louisiana Lafayette's offense is trending downward, and I think it's going to be a battle between those two teams in this game. And this game is being played at Coastal Carolina on a weekday. The stadium should be packed. I guarantee no students will be there the next no students will be in school the next day. It should be a good atmosphere for Coastal. I don't think they'll win, but I think they'll keep this game close and cover the 14 points of spread as they've been doing this year.
They don't serve alcohol at college games, do they?
Oh, they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out.
Oh, man. Yeah, nobody's going to class tomorrow that day, Friday. I'm so glad you said that because my lean here is Coastal Carolina. It's actually plus 14 and a half right now. I got that half a point, baby, that hook. It opened up at plus 11, so a lot of line movement here. Let me give you guys the public betting odds, the betting public percentages. 64% of the public is on Louisiana Lafayette. It's currently even money, plus 100, plus 14.5, plus Carolina minus 120. Maybe wait for that to get down a little bit. And then 92% of the public is on the Lafayette money line minus 600, which is a little bit surprising, but not really. It's a little surprising. But my lean there is definitely Coastal Carolina as well. The other thing, too, they had a couple common opponents. Appalachian State, I didn't realize Appalachian State was a top 25 team. So they're like, they're competitive with like the Minnesotas of the college football fucking team. Or no, they're not that good.
Who, Appalachian? They've actually been pretty good, but they actually slipped up last week. I think it was versus Georgia Southern, and I'm pretty sure they got out of the top 25, but they've been top 25 for 3 or 4 weeks. They lost, I think it was a Friday night game versus Georgia Southern, Georgia Southern's had their number the past few years. Georgia Southern or Georgia State. But, so I'm not sure if they're in the top 25 anymore, but they're a good team.
I'm going to go ahead and give a total lean on this game, too. I like the under here. I like the under when Coastal Carolina played Appalachian, they lost 56-37. That shit went way over. Four out of the last five games in Carolina went over. I like betting against that trend. Three of the last five, three out of the five last games for Louisiana Lafayette went under. Two of them went over, but the last three went under. The last three games, just so you guys know, for ULL, 31-3, they won. 37-20 they won, and then they lost to Appalachian State 17-7. Coastal Carolina lost to Appalachian 56-37. They lost to whoever that is, 31-21. They lost 30-27. In the last game, they won 36-35. I think it's going to be a close game. I'm not worried too much about the 14.5. I really like the hook. I like the half point there a lot. I could see them losing by 2 touchdowns here for sure, and that hook's going to help a lot. I really do think that. I think it's going to be a 2-touchdown game here, and I think that hook's going to come into a play. The under here, the over-under is 58.5 right now. It opened at 58, so it only moved up a half point. Again, the hook, 86% of the public is on the over. So I'm going to contrarian bet the shit out of this game. I'm going to go against the public on the spread, both Carolina for 14.5 and the under 58.5. I like both of those picks a lot. Do you have any idea on the any lean on the total there, on the over-under?
Yeah, I would probably agree with you on the under just because of how Coastal Carolina defense has been playing better every game, and Louisiana Lafayette, who has a really good offense, has been playing good, but not as good as they've been in the past.
Yeah, it seems like Coastal Carolina is really picking up here in the last couple of games. So I think that they're competitive here. Louisiana Lafayette is 6-2 on the year. Coastal Carolina is 4-4. I don't think Coastal Carolina pulls off this victory as +500 dogs. But I do think that they cover the 14.5. If this was +11.5, I'd be leaning Louisiana Lafayette for sure. 14.5, though, I like that a lot with Coastal Carolina. I really like that. I'm probably going to bet that pick personally. But stay tuned on Twitter, guys. Follow me. I'll let you guys know I'm taking that. And then the next game, you're done with that game, right? You good?
Yeah, that's all I got. My lean is Coastal as well.
Yeah, same. And the under for me. So, yeah, then we got Temple at South Florida, USF. Playing in Florida. Temple is currently -1. They open at -1. Temple's getting 75% of the betting public's action. A lot of line move on the total here. So 62% of the public is on the under. It opened at 53.5, all the way down 5.5 points to 48. I don't like that. But go ahead, give me your info on this game, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna start off with saying I actually have no lean. I'm not going to be playing this game. I know for sure, but I'm just gonna give you guys some stats for your betting knowledge. Temple and South Florida both have lower tier offenses in college football. They both average around 370 yards a game. Temple's got the 95th offense, and South Florida's got the 109th offense. Where I see a standout is South Florida's defense, which is the 51st defense overall, only allowing 380 yards a game. And that's all I really have to say about this game. It's going to be, like, I think the spread is perfect, 1.5. It's going to be a close game. I can't really think of why. I think the game's at South Florida. So, yeah, the game's in Florida. Maybe that's going to, like, have a factor, because I really don't see much of a difference between these two teams. Like, South Florida is so up and down. Sometimes they can play with anyone, or sometimes they'll lose to the worst teams in the country. And same thing with Temple, honestly, this year. So it's tough for me. I just want to give you those stats real quick, but I have no lean for this game.
I don't bet the college football games that much, but I do bet these smaller teams, smaller schools. I took South Florida the past 4 games in a row, and they've won on the spread against the spread the last 3 out of the last 4. So just to give the listeners some info, they beat Connecticut, which, whatever, they're -11 favorites there. Connecticut's terrible, as Matt will tell you. 48-22, they beat Connecticut. They beat BYU 27-23. That, to me, is an impressive win.
That's a good win. That's a very good win.
Yeah, that's an impressive win for me, for sure. They were +4.5 dogs there. They lost to Navy +16, 35-3. Let me put up 3 points on Navy. That's kind of telling to me for their offense there. And then they won their last game 45-20 as -1 favorite. So they're only +1. My play here, I'm going to be taking USF for a 5th game in a row. I'm taking the money line. The money line is +110-ish, +100, +105, +110, +115, depending on what your book has. I'm taking Florida at home here. Temple lost their last 2 games straight up. One of them was in Florida at UCF. They were +11 dogs there. Temple was. They lost 63-21. They're getting blown out. They lost to SMU at SMU. SMU obviously is a top 50 team, I would say, at least a top 10 team.
Easily.
Yeah, for sure. SMU's solid. SMU beat both of these teams pretty much by the same score. 48-21, they beat USF. 45-21, they beat Temple. So I think these two teams are very similar. I think the line here is set perfect by the books. Tampa on the road at minus one. I really think the books in Vegas are trying to get to overthink this game. I really believe USF is the pick here. USF, like I said, they won three of the last four. They won against the spread three of the last four. Temple has not been covered against the spread. They lost the last two straight up. They lost the last two as dogs. They beat Memphis 30-28. They barely squeaked by. I'm not sure. I think that game was overtime. I shouldn't say that, though. I don't think it did. Actually, my bad. They beat Georgia Tech 24-21. That's kind of an impressive win for me. Georgia Tech is a bigger school. I don't know. What I'm trying to say here is I'm going USF. That's my pick. It's not even a lean. It's a pretty solid pick there for the listeners. So I would tail that. I actually have two picks for these games. I have three picks for these games. I'm taking Coastal Carolina plus 14.5. I'm taking the under 58.5 in the Coastal Carolina game. And I'm also taking South Florida. I think they beat Temple straight up. I really do.
Yeah, I actually agree with that. I'm not sure if I'm going to tail. I'll let you guys know what I'm going to do. But this is all good info, and you guys might want to take these.
Yeah, I would love to. Thank you for that college football info. But yeah.
All right, you guys, let's get into some quicks. Jesus Christmas. Let's get into some picks real quick. Oh, man, is it Thursday, November 7th, 2019. How's everybody doing? Okay, I'm back. Hope you guys enjoyed that little segment with Matt. I know it wasn't the best. After we went through those two college football picks, by the way, we went on and on for about another half hour, like 46 minutes total, and I spoke about how Louisville is the best basketball team in the country right now. Talked about the college football rankings, and I just decided I was going to just edit it all out. So I edited it out, and all you got pretty much is the two college picks. You hear me and Matt a little bit. Matt will be back on what's today? Today's Thursday. We recorded that first segment of the podcast early Wednesday. I'm recording this last little bit at 4 a.m. on Thursday morning. Checking the weather as I talk to you guys. Hopefully, it was supposed to rain today. Let's see what happens. Damn it. 2 p.m. 30%, 30%, 50%, 90% at 5 p.m. Fuck. Oh, it's going to be a rainy day. And then tomorrow is going to be cold. Why am I giving you the weather? I don't know. But I have to check the weather anyway, so I might as well just do it right now. Today, 60 degrees as a high. As a low, 34. Wow, it's a big fucking difference. Damn, son. And then tomorrow, 60 degrees today is a high. 41 tomorrow is a high. That's a fucking 20 degree difference almost. Damn it. I've been freezing my balls off. 26 degrees in the evening at night as the coolest. Then 43. Then we're back up to 55. Then you wonder why I fucking get sick. Okay. Let's get into some picks. I want to apologize a little bit real quick. The NBA picks for Wednesday weren't that great. The pregame picks pretty much split, but I want to tell you guys something because I was getting a lot of DMs about this. You guys gotta definitely get into live hedge betting. Okay, so basically, I'll give you an example. The Wizards, they were getting fucking blown out for most of the game. Correct. They wound up losing by 4, 21, 25. They lost by. I think that's right? 20. That's not right. They lost by 15. Duh, wow. 15 they lost by. Sorry. And I took a live bet. I took Washington plus 20.5 minus 118. I took that hit. They were down by like 24 at the time. So you just got to shop around for the best lines and hit them when they count. There was like 8 minutes still left in the third quarter. There's plenty of time. There's 20 minutes of basketball still to be played for the NBA. So I took Washington there plus 20.5. I also took, what was it? Washington third quarter, I believe. Yeah, and it didn't hit. Minus 1.5. That's what it was. No, it was Watson's second half minus 1.5. That didn't hit. But I did take Minnesota Timberwolves third quarter minus 2.5. They won that quarter by 3. They hit a buzzer beater 3 to win by 3. Man, it was a fucking rough day in basketball betting. I skipped fucking 7 college basketball games just because, I'll be honest, there were picks that I looked at right away. I did some research. I liked them a lot. Then for some reason I read like these fucking magazines and shit, their previews. I read that shit for some reason to fuck me up. My bad. I'm not even gonna get into it. I'm not gonna do a recap of the NBA. Fuck it. So we got Boston and Charlotte tonight. Boston's minus 6.5 and over at minus 6.79% of betting public. It's up, Boston. How do you bet against Boston here? I'll tell you how. I think Charlotte keeps this close. I think it's a 4-point game. Go ahead and take Boston. Minus 6.5. That's a lean. OKC at the Spurs. Spurs currently minus 4.5. They're winning minus 5. 61% on the Spurs. I like the Spurs here. Minus 4.5. I would buy that to minus 3.5. It would be minus 130. Buy the whole point. Do it. If they win by 4, you won't be mad at me. Miami at Phoenix. Phoenix has been playing great. I like Miami here. I like Miami. I like the money line. Miami are slight dogs. Granted, the Suns have been on fire. The money line for the Miami Heat is even money. Go ahead and grab that. Although, no, that's not true. Last five for the Suns. Win, 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 win. Loss, win. Win, win, win. Loss, win. Here it is against the spread. You want to see how that sounds? Win, 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 win. Jesus Christmas. They beat Philly by 5. Wow. That's fucking insane. That's just so crazy to me, you guys. Fucking Philly. Philly lost again tonight by 2, by the way. Philly's fucking up. Let me tell you that right now. Memphis Grizzlies. Phoenix beat them by 9. They beat the Warriors by 11. They lost to the Jazz by 1. They beat the Clippers by 8. Let me tell you something. Phoenix has some fucking legit wins on their record. As far as Miami, they lost to the Nuggets. They beat the Rockets. They beat the Hawks. They beat the Hawks. And they beat the Dallas Mavericks. Pretty good wins. I'm not going to lie. I like the Heat here. And then Portland at the Clippers. Clippers almost pulled it off. They almost won without Kawhi. Can't bet against them with Kawhi. Portland has been struggling a bit. I like the Clippers here at home. Minus 4.5. That's the NBA for you. Unfortunately, the lines aren't out for the games that I want. I like Morehead State at home. Let me know what the line is on Twitter and I'll hook you up. Hartford is at home. They are playing Winthrop, I believe. Yes, Winthrop Eagles. Leaning Hartford. Bryant at Rutgers. Rutgers minus 21. Take Bryant. Plus 21.5. Take Bryant. Take Bryant. Take Bryant. Presbyterian at Clemson. Like the under. 139.5. What is it? Kennesaw State versus the Drake Bulldogs. Drake minus 15. Take a minus 14.5. They're minus 15. UAB at Troy. UAB minus 5.5. I like it. And I think that's pretty much it. Seattle at Washington State. Definitely like Washington State here. Minus 3, minus 2.5, actually. And then you have Air Force is at home. They are playing the Idaho State Bengals. Fucking Air Force is favored by 14.5. I don't know. Don't do it to me. So, yeah, we talked about... I better have just been doing the fucking goddamn Thursday games. Yeah, it was. Oh, man. And then that's pretty much it. Me and Matt went over the... ULL Coast Carolina game and Temple USF. I like USF. I think he likes Temple. I think we both like Coast Carolina plus 14.5. That is it, guys. Thanks for listening to the episode. I love you guys. You're the best. Sending a voice message to the show. And thanks for listening as always. You guys are the best. I'm out of here. Have a great day. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We will be back. I'll be back for the mother freaking Friday's episode tomorrow, bright and early. I'm going to be having Matt on for Friday's episode and Saturday's episode to talk the college football games. Sunday, I don't know who I'm having on yet for the Sunday NFL games. If I have to do it solo, I will do it solo. Solo, you can't hear me. Oh, if you guys need anything, hit me up on Twitter. As always, at JEDULANAE. I just want to run this by you real quick as usual. If you are interested in buying the pick packages, let me know. Hit me up on Twitter. I can direct you in the right direction. I have available 3 weekly NBA total only packages, 5 monthly NBA total only packages, and 2 season-long NBA total season-long packages. Unlimited dailies if you want to just go buy daily and just buy one day and pick the day. I can do that for you. If you're looking for the college football weekly picks packages, just go ahead and hit me up or hit Matt up at Jerry's Way Betting at JERZWAYBETTING. That's it, guys. Thanks for listening. As always, you're the best. Let's eat together.